It's midday. Hello and welcome to the news on Jewel 99.7 FM in Accra. This bulletin is also live on Love 99.5 in Kumasi affiliates across the country and around the world at myjoyonline.com. In the headlines, NPP Director of Elections Evans Nimako scores regional executives' elections successful, saying it puts the party in full preparation mode for election 2028.
I can assure you, we come out of the 2028 election and majority of presidential vote will be won by the new Patriotic Party.
Also this afternoon, maternal deaths drop in the Upper West region ahead of the full rollout of government's free primary health care.
Maternal mortality ratio declined from 87.82 to 48.5 per 100,000 live births, a reduction of nearly 45%.
And also, Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams is calling for spiritual intervention for the Ghana Gold Board as it battles powerful interests and gold smuggling. We have details of these coming up with me, Mamyesi Nyamiche Thompson. Do stay for details. In our first story, the new Patriotic Party's Director of Elections, Evans Nimako, has described Saturday's regional elections as successful. Delegates voted in 15 regions to elect the executives and will get a wrap of the Saturday's election processes. But first, let's go to the Western North region where voting was postponed to today. Augustine Obor is there for us. Augustine, good afternoon. Tell us how the process is going.
So, Mamyesi, yesterday, I think across the country, the new Patriotic Party, most of the regions, you know, had their regional elections, executive elections. And today, the Western North region have started the process. So far, everything is cool over here. The security is enough for today's event. And as we can confirm that things are well organized over here.
All right. We also understand that one of the contenders has withdrawn from the race. Who is that and why?
Oh, yes. The incumbent chairman, Mr. Benjamin Ama, this morning we've been told and confirmed by the elections committee chairperson and the person of Mr. Stephen Forsen. He has confirmed that the incumbent chairman, Benjamin Ama, you know, has withdrawn from the process. He was not able to give us the details, but we've also confirmed from his office that indeed he presented a letter to the committee and then later commissioner as well.
All right. Thank you very much, Augustine Bor, reporting to us from the Western North region. Well, let's get a wrap of Saturday's activities in 15 regions.
In the central region, the incumbent lost to Joseph Esibo, who garnered some 278 votes. Delegate in the party's stronghold, the Ashanti region, former EPA boss Henry Kwabena Kokofu lost to Odenohun Kweku Appiah, who takes over from Chairman Wuntumi as the next regional chairman. Kwame Bafo Abronye, popularly known as Abronye DC, has got the nod from delegate in the Bono region to lead the party for a third term. In the Greater Accra region, former health minister Bernard Okoboy has been voted to take over from Divine Agohome as the next regional chairman of the party. The others include Jeff Koneduado, elected in the Eastern Region, Mohammed Batima Adam, popularly known as Samba, for Northern Region, Makafui Kofiwanya for Volta, and Ignatius Kwesi Efrifa for the Western Region. Meanwhile, the Western North is expected to hold their elections today. Director of Elections for the NPP, Evans Nimako, says the success of the elections puts the party in preparation for election 2028.
Before the 2024 elections, check the electoral results. So we are very confident that we are going to put our house in order, and 2024 is a lesson. No two elections are the same. I can assure you, we come out of the 2028 election and majority of presidential vote will be won by the new Patriotic Party, and we have majority parliamentary seats in the region.
And you are there, NPP's Director of Elections, Evans Nimako. Away from that, the Upper West region has recorded about 45% reduction in maternal deaths as it prepares to roll out free primary health care across 10 municipalities and districts, covering about 790,000 people. Speaking at the Media Health Sector Review, the Upper West Regional Director of Health, Dr. Jehoshaphat Nuzagul, said the region's maternal mortality ratio has fallen from 87.82 to 48.5% per 100,000 live births. Chinese Upper West Regional Correspondent Rafiq Salam reports from WA.
Good news from the Upper West region. Maternal deaths are down by 45% mid-year, and the region is now gearing up for a major policy shift: free primary health care for 790,000 people. At the Media Health Sector Review, Upper West Regional Director of Health Services, Dr. Joseph Anuzal, announced a major drop in maternal mortality.
Our maternal mortality ratio declined from 87.82 to 48.5 per 100,000 live births, a reduction of nearly 45%.
Speaking on behalf of the Upper West Regional Minister, Charles Wongo Pozwin, Chief Director at the Upper West RCC, Ponaha Jefati Isakokori, said the policy has the potential to transform lives.
The free primary health care policy therefore offers a unique opportunity to strengthen our chief's compounds.
Meanwhile, the situation is different in the Ashanti region. Available figures show that the region accounts for almost a quarter of all national maternal deaths. But a deeper dive into the situation tells a far complex story. Ahim Interia reports.
Statistics from the Ashanti Regional Health Directorate show maternal mortality ratios rose from 195.6 deaths per 100,000 live births in 2024 to 196.7 per 100,000 live births in 2025. The region accounts for 24% of all maternal deaths, leading the country ahead of Greater Accra and Northern Region. While 85% of cases are from within the region, 15% of the cases came from outside the Ashanti region. The region remains closer to the higher national average of 235, almost three times above the Sustainable Development Goal 3 target of 70 deaths per 100,000 live births.
Now, General Overseer of Action Chapel International, Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams, has called for spiritual intervention for the Ghana Gold Board as it battles powerful interest in efforts to streamline the gold sector. First, here is an account of how Ghana lost significant quantities of gold to the black market in recent years during this morning's service in Accra.
Many years ago, Rosa and I went somewhere, very powerful country. And we were privileged to have dinner with some of the ruling families right at the top of that country, at the Middle East. And whilst we were eating with some of the people in authority, they mentioned Ghana gold, the gold in Ghana, and did say that the amount of illegal gold that they recorded that they received or bought from Ghana was three times more than what the government recorded and sold to that country.
Well, he says the church must support the intervention of Gold Board with prayers as the entity fights against powerful individuals to streamline the gold sector.
And I feel very strongly that we need to pray for the Gold Board. And I'll tell you why. With what I was told by this sheikh and the calls I had, that they can't get the gold like before illegally, so they want some channels to the Gold Board so they can purchase the gold now from the Gold Board. It's clear to me that the Gold Board is dealing with a very powerful movement. People very, very established who knows and understand the field and how to do this and don't want the right thing to be done. And in the name of politics, we are destroying the future of our children and our grandchildren.
Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams there. Now, the ongoing strike by the Ghana Association of University Administrators is taking a major toll on academic activities in public tertiary institutions, with the University of Health and Allied Sciences suspending its end of second semester examinations for the 2025-2026 academic year. My colleague Collins Frimpong joins us with more from a statement from the school college.
Mami, the suspension takes immediate effect and also affects examinations that are currently underway. In a statement signed by the Registrar of UHAS, Dr. Cedric Dokenu, management said the decision was necessary to enable the university to address outstanding administrative and logistical matters related to the examinations. And also, students have consequently been directed to remain available and closely monitor the university's official communication channels for further instructions.
All right, colleagues, thank you for that update. And that's how we draw the curtains on this afternoon's bulletin here on Joy 99.7 FM. There's more news on myjoyonline.com. I am Amiasi Nyamita Thompson. Enjoy the rest of our programs. Up next is Worship Zone.